for your hall or fireside. Why not ring Tom at 024-93372 and get an expert's advice on how to use those bits and pieces. Mats cut to any size or shape. Ring Tom Donnelly now at 024-93372.
Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer and estate agent, Yall, has the following properties for sale. At Knockanure, a beautifully detached cottage on 1 acre. Also a cottage on 1 acre at Tallow. At Sweetfield Estate, a beautiful family residence in a quiet cul-de-sac with many extras. At Cock and Bull, a superb family home with large gardens. At Dungoni, a 40-acre residential holding and an 85-acre non-residential holding. Noel Mackey also requires properties in Ardmore, Killer and Ballymacoda for genuine clients. Before making that big decision, you'll need expert advice. And that's what you're guaranteed from Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer and estate agent, Yall. Telephone 024-92419 or 024-92065.
Don't miss it, the greatest carpet and kitchen vinyl sale ever, starting on Thursday, January the 5th at Lucy Flooring Limited, Catherine Street, Yall. This sale guarantees you prices that won't be beaten anywhere. If it's for the kitchen, dining room, hall, stairs, landing, sitting room, bedroom or bathroom, you're sure to find something to suit your taste and, more importantly, to suit your pocket. For free measuring and quotation, ring Lucy's now at 024-93314. Don't miss this fantastic sale. It's the best one ever. Starting on Thursday, January the 5th at Lucy Flooring Limited, Catherine Street, Yall.
Welcome back. Well, another man that was just pays a regular visit here on CRY when he was around was, of course, Paddy Long from Hebblestown in County Limerick. And Paddy put pen to paper, and I had a chat with him one time about a song he wrote about Cashmore, so we'll try and catch up a little bit on that recording now.
I heard you wrote a song about Cashmore. Well, Mike Lumber asked me one night, I wrote a song about Hebblestown, and Mike Lumber asked me one night, would I write a song about Cashmore? So, since I went back since, I wrote a song about Cashmore, and the song I call is Lovely Cashmore.
So we might hear you singing that later on, in a few moments.
Yes, Jim, maybe I'll try it anyway.
So we'll try and get a little bit of the action there. Well, as I say, we'll try and get a number or so there from your session as you're finishing up. Thanks again for appearing with us. As usual, it's going to be a fairly annual event with us now. And we hope that, you know, we'll see you around for many, many more years. And your wife, Mary, as well, to Cashmore. Have you any special, we'll say, dedication you'd like to have played?
Well, first of all, I suppose, Molly Lumbert, she's like a second mother to me. To me, she's a great lady. And also to kiss Mike and all the family. I've been coming down here since 1971, and I loved every moment of it.
Well, thanks again, Paddy, and as I said, we'll have a little bit of the action here from the old still in Cashmore.
Cashmore, oh lovely Cashmore, your sweet smiling faces, I'll see them once more. Fine strapping lads and your calling galore, oh I never forget you, oh lovely Cashmore. The first time I came here, I got a great thrill. That neat little chapel, the bridge and the hill, your beautiful grotto, it's what I adore. There is no place in Ireland like lovely Cashmore. Lovely Cashmore, oh lovely Cashmore, your sweet smiling faces, I'll see them once more. Fine strapping lads and your calling galore, oh I never forget you, oh lovely Cashmore. When I go home and dream at night, I sometimes wake up with a terrible fright. I said to Mary, I'm still in Clashmore. I just blood in my body, I go back there once more. Lovely Clashmore, oh lovely Clashmore. Your sweet smiling faces, I'll see them once more. Fine strapping lads and your calling galore. Oh, I'll never forget you, oh lovely Clashmore.
Well, of course, that was a little chat there with Paddy Long and that song that he wrote, Lovely Clashmore. And, well, following on from that, the next one I have coming up, I'm just going to take a little extract from it. It was a great interview which I had with Tom and Annie out there in Clashmore, and I'd like to say hello to them this morning and hope they're listening in. I know they were regular listeners to the program indeed. And we had a little recording with Annie, and we'll just take a few minutes of that. Meet Tom.
I met him down the bridge of Clashmore one night. There were three or four girls was walking around, and he walked over to us and he started talking to him, and from that we were great friends. But then he went away for a long time, when he seemed for 3 or 4 years. And one time we had a dance above in Kilmore, and I seemed for him to come to the dance. And from that night up then, it was 7 years going together, well, we got married.
You were 7 years going, well, yeah. Along that time, how did you spend your time?
Well, dancing above my house, and walking the road sometimes.
Walking the road.
What else would we be doing?
What about the parish priest at that time? What did he think of all this?
Well, Father Murphy was a bit strict, our lawyer, when he was here. Any people he'd meet, he was very strict.
But he didn't like to have you walking the roads.
No, he didn't like anybody walking the road. He didn't like him dancing the houses either. He came to us one time about having danced in the house, but he got no satisfaction, he went up again.
Of course, I must say here that, of course, your house was always very well known for dancing. Tell me, how did all this come about, or was it tradition in your house? How did it all start, the music and dancing in your house?
Music and dancing.
Was this something that was there before your time? Or
was it was there in my grandmother's time, too.
Which was known down through the year.
In my grandmother's time.
Well, then you met and you went on for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit then, we'll have the wedding. The wedding itself. Did you plan that well in advance?
We did. Oh, we did. About 6 months, I suppose.
About 6 months in advance. And how old were you then?
33.
And
I can't think.
Was that considered to be fairly young to be getting married at that time?
I was young. The farmer's daughter said to him, used to get married maybe 40. 40 years they've been out, so it's stopping.
Well then, you were married then, you say you were 33 years of age, and that's 60 years ago, so you were married then on September the 16th, 1924. Tell us a little bit about the wedding itself. It was in the afternoon, you said.
Well, they came along in the morning, at 10 o'clock, some people stayed dancing until 2:45. We were down to the chapel at 3 o'clock, and we got married. We came up again. We had whatever we had, and we had a bear on back, that's the wedding cake we had. And we started dancing again, and all that night, next morning, some of the boys went home to cows, milk cows, and came back again and stayed all that day, and that night until 3 o'clock in the morning again. Well, they stopped, you know.
And who was your bridesmaid?
She was Cathy Hudson was her name, cool bear.
And were there many at the wedding?
50, I suppose.
Yeah. Is there any of them living today that was at the wedding?
Well, I know it. Three boys, they were only children then. There was Jack Lennon, Paddy Horton, and Nick Barton. And not one with him, Molly Bryan. She's now, you know, to Mrs. White. She's Mrs. White and y'all now.
Them are the people that are living today.
That's all I remember now.
60 years ago.
Oh, there are some buried. Sure, they're not so long buried, some of them. Jim Rowan and those.
Yeah.
Jack Murphy, they're not so long there. Yeah. They were there.
And tell us then, where did you go for your honeymoon?
What honeymoon? The name of God, we had no honeymoon. And there were no honeymoons in them days at all.
Well, there any honeymoons at all in them days?
No honeymoons in them days, no.
Just went to the church and came home.
That's all
danced
they wanted.
Away.
And
it was all over then.
All over then. Doctor walked in on Monday morning.
We don't finish then. Well, that was the wedding then, and the no honey. Well, Dale we leave Annie, and of course a fine interview indeed that was between Tom and Annie, and we get cracked there indeed. And we say, as I said, especially hello to them also this morning. Well, many of our team are involved in outside broadcasts, and one event that was always recorded was the voice of Clashmore. The final voice of Clashmore was passed 2 years, and the man out there in control zone, the difficult work of course, most of the time at least, was Mr. Noel Cronin, and he was a man you see around there. And he was out there in Clashmore today, Shabbat, to record the final voice of Clashmore there last year, and the winner was Breda Murray of Piltown. Well, there we see the winner of the Voice of Clashmore, Breda Murray there from Piltown in Kinsale Beg. We have a few dedications now we're going to carry on. This time we have a very special request from Siobhan Curran and James Welch, who announced their engagement during the week. And best wishes there from all our family. I'm sure all our friends would also like to join there in congratulating both Siobhan and James. We also have a special request. Well, it says for my godmother, Kathleen. It's also for Kitty and Michael and family, Teresa and Pat, and it comes from the goddaughter, Breda. We have a number from Mary Duff.
Family calls me the lower class, because we're only poor folks from the other side of town. They won't let him walk up my path. But my mama said, don't worry when they say those things about you. You remember, you're just as good as him. Just because they've that big house sitting way up on the hill, why, you don't have to look up to them. We've got chicken every Sunday and the preacher comes around, and every Saturday morning Daddy takes us all the town. And we go to the picture show, have picnics on the ground. But that's the Lord's laugh, that I'm glad that's what I am. If folks look down on me, they won't let us be, cause they think that I'm not good enough. But my mama said, forget him, honey, he ain't worth it all. And if anything, you're too good for him. Just because they've got money and a big fine house, why, we won't make no sex off of them. Comes around, and every Saturday morning Daddy takes us all to town. And we go to the picture show, have picnics on the ground. Well, if that's the Lord's glad, but I'm glad that's what I am. We've got chicken every Sunday and the preacher comes around, and every Saturday morning picnics on the ground. If that's the Lord's glad, but I'm glad that's what I am.
Well, we carry on this time, and of course we have a lot of entertainment on for the weekend. And we just bring a dedication down there to Minnie and all of crew tonight. And of course, they'll be walking away as usual. The band there tonight is Camel. And tomorrow night, after supper, makes a return trip to York on Sunday night. Goes out around County Water. There's a lot of events on tonight, but one annual event that's very special indeed is out there at the Day of Shabbat tonight, where the Clashmore set dancers are holding the party night there tonight. And admission is just £1, and there'll be spot prizes galore, and music will be provided by Dacia Sound. And one member of that group is Mary D, and we had a number recorded there we dug out sometime back in 1983.
Oh, no, no, he by flowing streams, it is deeply pictured in my mind, fond memories, thoughts and dreams. It often nearly breaks my heart, mind. When I think of dear old Ireland and the home I left behind, it was early that morning with a sad and broken heart. I stood on the heart of my father's floor, saying it's sad we both must part, with my mother's arms around my neck, as the tears her eyes did blind. And I tore out four arms in the home I left behind. But since I've landed in New York, strange faces I have known, but there's none so dear nor so near to me as the ones I've left at home. And when I've lots of shining gold and a girl to make my bride, I will roll her in my arms in the home I left behind.
Tennessee's Super Sale is now on with better bargains than ever before, plus a great range of free gifts. There's a three-piece bedroom suite with continental headboard and divan bed, plus a free duvet cover and two free lockers for just £399, or £3.59 a week over 3 years. A 21-inch FST TV and video for only £9.08 a week over 3 years, plus a free radio recorder. For the kitchen, a table and four chairs for half price of £199, plus a free rug. And there's a free cleaner with every sitting room suite purchased. And watch Hennessy's window for fantastic 10 a.m. specials. Super bargains at a super sale. Now on at Hennessy's, 111 North Main Street, y'all. Telephone 024-92-595.
Riley's Bargain Center. Now open near the clock gates, y'all. Household goods bought and sold for clients, including three-piece suites, tables and chairs, gas cookers, gas fires, fridges and toys. Riley's also require china, pottery and books to sell. Call to Riley's Bargain Center near the clock gate, y'all.
Don't miss it, the greatest carpet and kitchen vinyl sale ever, starting on Thursday, January the 5th at Lucy Flooring Limited, Catherine Street, Yall. This sale guarantees you prices that won't be beaten anywhere. If it's for the kitchen, dining room, hall, stairs, landing, sitting room, bedroom or bathroom, you're sure to find something to suit your taste and, more importantly, to suit your pocket. For free measuring and quotation, ring Lucy's now at 024-93314. Don't miss this fantastic sale. It's the best one ever. Starting on Thursday, January the 5th at Lucy Flooring Limited, Catherine Street, y'all.
We carry on this time and of course we'll have to give you some information now concerning the Showbiz Awards for 1988, and anyone who wish to nominate any particular band or group or individual can do so now on a postcard and send it here, and we'll be able to receive the post at least here if we're off the air during the coming week or so, if anyone have any group to nominate. And the award show, the date is probably the last Thursday in January, so there'll be posters up around that and handouts, I'm sure, advertising that. It'll be another big show like last year. And again, you have an opportunity of nominating someone who you think should get an award in the entertainment scene of 1988. We carry on this time. We have a number, especially for Pauline and all our friends, a number from Mr. John Hogan.
I see you every day of my life, and I long just to hold you tight. Every time that you pass me by, tears seem to fill my eyes. But you never know my feelings for you. The two of you could be, and to know your love for me would never be. But you'll never know my feelings for you.
A number there from Mr. John Hogan. Well, going back again around the 1983-84, guest on the program was Tony O'Shea, and he was playing the mouth organ. So we'll have a number then from Tony O'Shea. Thank you. recording there of Tony O'Shea, an old man who had been on the phone, Mr. Paddy O'Brien there, giving his thanks, and I can't put him on the program live at the moment. However, he might be on there with Willie later on. And of course, Paddy featured many, many times during the past couple of years especially, and really hit the top line in the show business during our time here anyway, and we congratulate him on that. We have a number from his recent album called Making Friends.